It's 9:45 on WCLV. The Strongsville Community Band has a special 20th anniversary concert Friday night. That's tomorrow, Ken.
It sure is, the 14th.
At the Strongsville Commons. This week has gone very quickly. Ken Mahalko directs the Strongsville Community Band. And 20 years is pretty long. Have you been involved all 20 years?
All 20 years. Was the founder of the band in 1990, right after I retired from teaching at Strongsville High School.
Now, did people come up to you and say, aren't you like Harold Hill and the Music Man? He wanted to form a band, too.
Sometimes, particularly in my community, because I've been doing all kind of band stuff ever since 1961.
What do you play?
Clarinet, sax. That's my...
They're interchangeable, aren't they? A lot of people play both of these instruments.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, very, very easy to pick one up from the other. Yeah.
Why is that?
Because of the fingering system. It's a reed instrument, embouchure. A little less on saxophone, but they're very easy to pick up, and flute also, because they're the same type of fingering that they use, the BAME system.
How big is the band?
We have about 50 members, and made up of some outstanding musicians, a lot of retired band directors, and people who've played all through high school and college, and want to continue playing.
They keep their hand in that way, don't they?
They sure do.
Loris John Schissel is going to conduct the band. Are they ready for him?
I think so, yeah. This will be actually his fourth time working with our band.
Wow, they ought to get a medal. He's a force of nature, isn't he?
He sure is. A real character, a great musician, and people just love him, no matter where he performs, whether it's at Blossom or in Strongsville.
I think he could do a radio show, Stories with Uncle Loris, and he could talk about Meredith Wilson, he could talk about Gunther Schuller, he could talk about anybody.
He sure can, yeah.
Do you know if he's going to do some patter during your concert?
I don't know, but I'm encouraging to. Normally we have somebody write our program notes. I said, don't write any for Loris, because I'm sure he'll come up with his own.
Forming a band is, it's something that happens in a lot of American communities. There's this image of the 4th of July band concert in many, many communities on the gazebo in the town square. Do you have a gazebo in Toronto?
We have a gazebo,
yes.
You do? In our town square.
Will they all fit on the gazebo?
Well, we have to put a little partition to put our percussion instruments there, but we're somewhat limited. That's why we kind of keep it down to 50 people, because after that, we couldn't squeeze everybody in.
Strongsville Commons is the location of the free concert. That's tomorrow night. What time?
8 o'clock.
Where is Strongsville Commons?
Okay, it's on the corner of Route 42, Pearl Road, and Route 82, Royalton Road, just about a mile west of South Park Mall.
Is there any parking around there?
Yes, there is. There'll be police around directing you to parking areas in and around the Commons.
What are you going to play?
Well, we've got a great program. Loris is going to be directing Mary Poppins. We've got the 1812 Overture coming up with special effects by our police department. There'll be and it's a fairly new workout, a tribute to Kurt Weill, some Sousa marches. We have also a guest soloist. He's a trumpet teacher at Baldwin Wallace College, Jack Brendier, graduate of Baldwin Wallace, which is my alma mater, too. And 18 other members of our band are also either graduates or students at Baldwin Wallace. Put a plug in for my college.
The Alumni Foundation will be getting in touch.
I hope so. But... he'll be doing the Trumpeter's Lullaby as an encore, Leroy Anderson, and by Clifton Williams, Dramatic Essay, which is a very exciting number for band and trumpet.
Dramatic Essay.
Yes.
That sounds like one of those types of pieces, especially from the late 19th century, like the Battle of Shiloh, that had some historical event depicted.
Not quite. It's rather contemporary. Clifton Williams... this particular work was done, I believe, in the 50s, and it's very pompous, and not the typical Carnival of Venice-type trumpet solo. But it's
something different. The Strongsville Community Band, a free concert tomorrow night at 8 at Strongsville Commons. Where is it again?
On the corner of Route 42 and 82 in Strongsville. And in case of rain, it will be held at the Strongsville Senior Center, but it's supposed to be a beautiful night tomorrow.
Oh, we've
got
great weather through the weekend.
And please bring a blanket or a lawn chair to sit on.
So you BYO seating in most cases?
Yes, yes.
Is there any seating there?
No, there's no seating. And bring your kids, grandkids, whoever, because they can have a lot of fun running around if they have to.
Our friends in law enforcement are very creative. I suppose you're not willing to disclose what the special effects by the police department will be.
No, but there'll be a big boom.
If there's some unruly behavior, they'll have other special effects.
I think so, yeah.
But, you know, in warm weather, especially when large gatherings of people, our friends in law enforcement have special burdens. But it's nice that they're going to participate in the free concert celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Strongsville Community Band. Ken Mahalko is the director and founder of the organization. What instrument do you wish you would have had the time to take up but did not?
Probably the oboe.
Why?
It's used as a solo instrument a lot, and I never enjoyed trying to make the reeds. I did take some oboe lessons, but it's very similar to the clarinet and saxophone fingerings.
And you could be the duck in Peter and the Wolf.
Right, yeah.
Well, you might want to work on that. Our thanks to Ken, and congratulations on 20 years, and enjoy the concert. It should be a great time.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here.
You're quite welcome. And on WCLV, the arts calendar, including a mention of that concert, coming up in just a moment on 104.9.